Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus got a plan for your life. He loves you so much.
Amen.
He want to take you off the wrong road and place you on the right road. Yes, Jesus come to change lives. And I'm telling you, no matter what you have done in life, you haven't gone too deep so far that the Lord can't reach you. And Jesus came to save men and women, boys and girls from their sins. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost-filled, powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And praise God, we've had some blessed services in them jails and prisons. And amen. And we're here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking about this month, praise our God, to walking in Jesus' name. It's time to walk in Jesus' name. That is your spiritual walk in Christ, to walk in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the starting of these teachings. Amen. From the 6th chapter of Romans. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to make a change and turn from sin. As we enter into this brand new year of 2026, with each day we live, we're getting closer and closer to our eternal home. Therefore, it pays very important to work out your own soul salvation and get yourself right with the Lord. Time out for playing church. It's time to be real for God. Yes, because Jesus came into the world to deliver us from sin and to give us a brand new life, that is to live a life with victory over the devil. It's time to get power over Satan. I'm telling you. Amen. Because Christ makes your life brand new. Jesus moves in, the devil goes out. Because light and darkness don't mix. Amen. You cannot mix with the Lord in with the devil. So, amen. We need to pick what side we on. I choose to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I choose to be on the Lord's side. What about you? Praise God. Amen. All right. Missionary Velvet, let's go to Romans, the 6th chapter, and start reading at verse number 1.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound?
Amen. Now, Paul was writing to the church at Rome and saying, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin since people say we are under grace? The Lord's will is not for us to continue living in sin. So many Christians feel like they save when they sin and repent every day, saying God is a forgiving God. That's some half-truths. You cannot go to heaven just on half-truths. It takes the whole truth to make it into heaven. Time out for these half-truths. It's true that the Lord will forgive you for your sins, but the part that's not true is that you got to live in your sin all your days. And I'm here to set the record straight. There is no such thing as a saved sinner. And I'm letting people know that. We need to drop that title. Because Christ, Jesus, didn't come to save us in our sins, but he come to save us from our sins. And the Lord changes your name. You're not no sinner no more. You're supposed to be a child of God. If you're born again, you're supposed to be a child of God. And that's what people need to understand and know. Jesus come to save us from our sins and take sin out of us. Salvation is a two-process thing. The Lord will forgive you for all your committed sins. But then after the Lord forgive you, he will cleanse you. That's the part that a lot of church people leave out. That cleansing part, when the Lord wash you in the blood. Sanctify you holy. Take sin out by the root. That old Adam nature that we inherited from the fall of Adam, the Lord come to take that sinful nature out and place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being boned again. That's being boned of the Spirit, as they talked about in the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. You got to get that new birth in you so you'll be able to have victory over sin. So Paul saying in this Romans 6:1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What did the second verse say, says missionary?
God forbid.
Now God forbid.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Now you got to die. Amen. You got to die. Praise God. When you dead to the world, sin don't have no power over you because the appetite is gone. The taste is gone. The Lord will deliver you from that life of sin and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, to give you a desire to serve the Lord, a desire to read your Bible, a desire to go to church, a desire to follow Jesus. That's your desire because the Lord doesn't change your insides.
Amen.
Jesus come to make the change in us. And the change takes place because it works on the inside and goes out on the outside. And it really make a change in your life when the Lord breathes a life in your soul. Amen. Is that why Jesus told Nicodemus, the wind blow where it listeth? You hear the sound thereof, can't see where it's coming, nor can you see where it's going. So is he that's born of the Spirit. He breathed that life in you. When he breathes that life in you, he put that new nature in your life and then take out that old nature of sin. That will cause you to be a child of God, cause you to be born again. You'll be a child of God, a saint of God, not a saved sinner, but you'll be a child of God, a saint of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Missionary Velvet, go to 1 John 3:1. What did the Bible say in 1 John 3:1? Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the word of God is true.
Yes, it is.
Amen. The word of God is word power. Praise God. You got to believe this Bible if you want to make it to the kingdom of God. Amen. What did John say in 1 John 3:1? What did it say? Praise God. Amen.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God.
That we should be called the sons of God. Now, saved sinners not in there. Now, people say sinners saved by grace. That's amen. But amen. The thing go like this. You was a sinner, but you're not a sinner no more because the Lord saved you. And this is grace what I'm preaching. Jesus gave us a chance to get right with God. Amen. So that we could be holy. Now, the Bible said we are now sons of God. You women can be a son too because we now can be sons of God. What did the Bible
Therefore
say?
Therefore the world knoweth us not.
The world don't understand this.
Because they knew him not.
Because they don't know the Lord.
Beloved, now we are the sons of God.
Now, beloved, now we are the sons of God.
And it does not yet appear what we shall be.
It does not yet appear what we shall be.
But we know that when he shall appear.
When the Lord do appear.
We shall be like him.
We shall be like him.
But we shall see him as he is.
That means in order for him us to be like him, we got to get like him now. Now, I know some people want to stretch that shell and talk about, amen, I'm in the process of getting like him. But they don't mean that. That means for you to get like him now. And people need to understand, know that. Ain't no need to try to look for loopholes to make yourself comfortable in your sins. And because there's no loophole over here. We got to get rid of sin. Put the devil all the way out. so that you could become a child of God. You could be boned again.
Amen. And every man that has this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure.
Amen. Letting you know that's what you do. You purify yourself. That means get yourself right with the Lord. It's time to get yourself right. It's time out for playing church. Amen. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Praise God. We're going to pick up on another broadcast, but it's time to get holy. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, talking about, amen, walking in Christ. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. I want you to blot out their transgression. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease, whatever it is. Lord, bring the eye pressure down. Lord, bring the praise of, open up the blind eyes. Unstop the deaf ears. Cause the lame to walk. Get people out of wheelchairs. Amen. Off crutches. Lord, amen. Unstop deaf ears. Amen. Cut, man. Lord, set people free from whatever they bound with. Look at those that are in prison. Lord, touch their lives. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, show them that somebody care. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, there is no secret what God can do. What he done for others, he would do the very same thing for you. God loves you. Hear the message of the Elohim, this preach that God is there to willing to forgive us and to deliver us from our sins, that we can be able to live a life holy and pleasing in his sight while we're in this world, so that we can be ready to go back with him when he comes. Those that are behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. I often tell you, and I really do mean that, Jesus loves you even more. And he has a plan and a purpose for you. You are not forgotten. You are very, very important to us and to Jesus Christ. Let's give your life fully over to him, and he will prove himself to you. Though the in the free world, we thank for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you, and the Lord can reign in your life too, and have a free course. So allow him to do that. Remember that we love you, and Jesus loves you even more. Most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vell and myself, the Lord open up doors. We might get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound website. It's open to, amen, to people who are in the free world. And those in the incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material called Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. To this broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.